the one halakha, the laws of Shabbat in Siman Shin Bet and Halakha Vav. The Shulchan Aruch there is talking about the Isur of rubbing one's feet on the ground on Shabbat. For example, let's say the bottom of his feet became dirty, so he wants to rub it against the ground in order to get the dirt off his feet, or for that matter, off his shoes. The reason why Shulchan Aruch says that's forbidden, because he might come to smoothen the ground and fill up its holes. Ashfuye gumot. There's a gezerah of such. So that's an important halakha, that when a person sometimes shoes get dirty, he wants to rub it against the ground just to get it off. So that would be a problem. However, on a sidewalk, or for example, on a wall, it would be permissible. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says that some people are osir even to rub it against the wall, because it looks like you're building, because you're adding the dirt on your shoe to the wall. But the poskim say today, Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes, that today we don't have such a hashash. Nobody's going to think today that by rubbing dirt on the wall, you're building a wall. If anything, you're ruining the wall. And therefore, it would be permissible to rub it against the wall as well, or rub the shoe against a pole. The Mishnah Berurah talks about the isur of rubbing a leather shoe, the bottom of it, the sole, against something sharp, because he's concerned that you might smoothen the leather, the mahek. Chaim Ben Zion says today that's not a concern. Number one, he says a lot of our shoes have rubber soles. Number two, the way we tan the leather today is a different process, and therefore using something sharp in order to get the dirt off is really not going to be a concern. A lot of times in front of the batik and the siyot, especially in Israel, they have these metal grates. And before they go in, they rub the bottom of their shoes against it. According to the halakha, there would be nothing wrong with that. Well, we don't have to be concerned either about the subject of tochen, of grinding. When you're rubbing it off, could be you're turning the dirt into like dust. Because could be you're doing it derek shinui, you're doing it with your feet, and therefore that already is a shinui, and therefore they weren't gozer on that. Mishnah Berurah also says it would be permissible to rub one's shoe against a rock, but he says as long as the rock doesn't move, because then you'd be moving the mukseh. So again, one has to be careful. It happens a lot of times in the winter months, the bottom of a person's shoe gets dirty. So again, while it'll be permissible to do a lot of things, rub it against the sidewalk, rub it against the metal grates, rub it against the wall, rub it against the rock, wood. However, the problem is rubbing it against the ground itself. It would be also permissible, according to Shulchan Aruch, to pour water on top of a leather shoe. When it comes to leather, we don't say putting water over it is considered kibbutz. While it's forbidden to rub it, you know, to water over it, but just to pour water over it, or a person wants to step into a puddle, for example, on purpose, on leather shoes, and in order for them to get wet so the dirt comes off of it, would be permissible on Shabbat. Whereas when it comes to other garments, we're going to be very strict when it comes to putting water, which we'll learn in the future, Deli Halacha. But when it comes to leather, there is no problem of actually wetting them with water.